more than 13,000 people. That's the current number of lives COVID-19 has taken here in Michigan. We don't talk as much about the other people we've lost over the past 10 months. Michelle Mattio's stepdad went into hospice with cancer right as the pandemic hit in March. He died in July. Mattio's mom, Diane Herman, died on November 22nd. She also had cancer, but she didn't know it until it was too late.
I can't tell you if my mom would have survived her cancer if there hadn't been a pandemic, but I can tell you that it absolutely would not have been as horrific for her as it was.
Diane's symptoms started back in the spring. She had a cough that wouldn't go away. Doctors prescribed her steroids over the phone. But because of the pandemic, she didn't see a doctor in person for months. In late summer, Diane's health got worse. Michelle remembers one day in September, her mom felt so bad she drove herself to the ER.
And they admitted her, and they finally did a chest X-ray, and they found a very large mass on her lung. I wish they had biopsied it that day. I don't understand why they didn't. I believe it took almost a month to get the first biopsy. At that point, my mom's progression was every day when I called her or talked to her and I asked her how she felt, she said she felt worse than the day before. There was never a single day where she would say, I feel a little better than yesterday. And up until that point, there were the bounce backs and up and down. Starting in October, every day was two times worse than the last day. She started losing mobility. She started falling. Every time she went to the ER, it was a nightmare. She would spend days, multiple nights in the ER. And you don't spend multiple nights in the ER. If you're admitted and you get a room, but there were no rooms, there were no beds. So that last stay in the hospital is when the results of her second biopsy came through, and it was cancerous. Her mass was cancerous. We had not seen a doctor yet, except the ER, the random ER doctors who had stopped in. She had not seen an oncologist. I had a hard time getting a hold of her general practitioner. I had a hard time getting a hold of anyone. The people who showed me the most compassion during this time, who seemed the less hurried and the most available, were the social workers. They were amazing and very helpful. An oncologist told us by phone that the only hope was to get her in a rehab facility, which is essentially a nursing home, to get her strength up so that she could withstand treatment, because the catch-22 of cancer treatment is you have to be somewhat strong and healthy to endure it. She was isolated. We could only talk to her through an open window. They were understaffed. A lot of people had quit, it's my understanding. And so she had to beg for attention and services. And it got to the point where she would call me constantly throughout the day and night to ask me to call them for help. It was the end of October, no, the first week in November, maybe, when we finally had an in-person appointment with the oncologist. I had a van come to the rehab facility and pick her up, and I drove with her in the van to her appointment. And we held hands at the appointment when the oncologist told her that her tumor was necrotic, which means it was dying, and that's a bad thing. Tumors like that are non-responsive to treatment, and so there is no point to treatment. So that torturous 2 weeks that she spent in the rehab facility had just been wasted time, that we could have had her home on hospice around loved ones. And she really lost her mind in that facility, and we didn't have her mentally too much longer after that. And that was definitely because of the pandemic, because she hadn't been seen. It took so long. On one hand, she she became ill and died so quickly. But on the other hand, in the world of what should happen when someone is that ill, every single thing took so long and it was so hard to get anything done. I managed to get her out of the rehab facility on a Monday and she died on Sunday. So it was less than a week. You know, I've been thinking a lot about all the people who have died this year. And there's so many of us walking around right now, having to go back to work and try and live life like it's normal or as normal as possible. A couple people have said to me, you know, oh, there's never a good time to lose a loved one. And it turns out there actually is a particularly bad time to lose a loved one, and it's during a pandemic.
Michelle Matteo spoke to Michigan Radio's Sarah Hewlett. She produced the piece with help from Rachel Ishikawa.